This is pretty shocking stuff. So you send a liberal journalist down there. He comes back saying Trump is right.
That's right. So we said, you got to go down there with no preconceived notions, right? Just an empty notebook. Go to my former home state or my, you know, and walk the border, drive the border 800 miles and talk to whoever you see and let them tell us what they think about what's really going on, whether we need a wall, in fact. Instead of hearing it from the debate stage, let's hear it from the people who are
doing
it.
And the people say, build the wall.
They said build the wall. They said two things, whether it's Hispanic, Anglo, Democrat, Republican, uncommitted, clueless, whatever. They said we want a wall, and yet we want it to be married with some compassion toward the people that we're trying to.
Here's another surprising thing from the article is that he said that Hispanics were less sympathetic towards illegal immigrants than whites.
So I think that there's a lot of interesting things
friction,
there.
Probably.
But one thing I think is that most of those Hispanics are first generation, and they see it as unfair that they came over here the legal way, became citizens, and now they're having to compete for jobs with those who are coming across the border on a daily basis, right? So I think they feel, as one guy says, that let them get in line, right?
Yeah.
I think the Anglos have, for the most part, probably grown up in the tradition of the West, which is a place of welcoming immigrants through its history, and their attitude is more that that should be an honored thing today. Well, I think they also think, oddly, that, you know, the laws are enforced, that compassion will prevail.